This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections has intensified, with leaders of political parties seeking support for their candidates. Star campaigners from various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60 assembly seats in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of April. BJP National President J.P. Nadda addressed an NDA rally at Agri Expo Chumukedema in Nagaland this afternoon. He assured that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision for the Northeast is not limited to Act East, but also to make this region a gateway to South Asia and East Asia. Mr. Nadda said under the Congress rule, the Northeast was marred by divisive politics, but under the BJP-NDPP rule, it has been transformed into a divine model. Mr. Nadda said 11 peace accords were signed, 9,500 insurgents of the region surrendered, while there has been 71% reduction in insurgency incidences. Holding a roadshow at Kanyakumari, senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah said Prime Minister Narendra Modi gave importance to the Tamils by keeping the Sengal in Parliament. Mr. Shah alleged that the DMK is against Sanatan Dharma and Ram Temple in Ayodhya and hurt the sentiments of the majority. He said the BJP is taking all sections of society along towards a developed India. Mr. Shah said DMK Congress are synonymous with scams. Another senior BJP leader, Nirmala Sitharaman, campaigned at Thanjavur. She said the BJP government has implemented many schemes during the past 10 years. She added that the DMK-Congress alliance is only making hollow claims. Senior BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said, with world-class infrastructure, India is now being recognized as a global leader. Addressing a public meeting in Moradabad today, he said India is providing a model of development and welfare for the world. Bahujan Samaj Party Chief Mayawati addressed a public gathering in Haridwar. She said the Congress Party, which ruled at the centre and most of the states after independence, was ousted from power due to their anti-Dalit, anti-tribal and other wrong policies. Holding a rally at Ramnagar in Uttarakhand, senior Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi asserted that the prices of essential commodities such as gas cylinders and petrol, diesel have surged in the BJP's tenure. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi also held an election rally in Bhandara Gondia Lok Sabha constituency of Maharashtra. In Telangana, MIM President Asaduddin Owaisi has begun door-to-door campaign in various divisions of the Hyderabad Lok Sabha constituency. BJP State President and Union Minister G. Kishan Reddy also undertook a Jeep Yatra in Secunderabad constituency. BJP leader and Union Minister Anurag Singh Thakur today criticized the opposition alliance, saying the country will neither accept the piecemeal alliance nor will it accept their divided manifesto. Talking to media at Pandurna in Madhya Pradesh, he accused the Congress of abusing the tribals. He also criticized the politics of the Aam Aadmi Party. In Punjab, the Shiromani Akali Dal today announced the candidates for 7 out of 13 Lok Sabha constituencies. A party spokesman said the candidates for the 6 remaining constituencies in the state will also be announced soon. A Bengaluru court has granted the National Investigation Agency NIA 10-day custody of 2 accused in the Rameshwaram Cafe Blast case for further investigation. Accused Musavir Hussain Shazib and Abdul Mateen Ahmed Taha were produced before an NIA special court judge today. The accused were brought to Bengaluru from Kolkata on transit remand for their alleged role in the 1st of March blast at the Rameshwaram Cafe in Bengaluru, which left 10 people injured. The government has emphasized that anyone found to be indulging in forward trade of pulses would be dealt with firmly as per various provisions of the Essential Commodities Act. Consumer Affairs Secretary Nidhi Khare said this in a series of interactions with representatives of the pulses industry in the run-up to the operationalization of online stock monitoring from the 15th of April. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Rajasthan Royals in Mohali this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Delhi Capitals defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 6 wickets in Lucknow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.